Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, June 27th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. In a letter today from United MEC President Greg Davidovich and United MEC President-elect Ken Diaz, they discussed United's recent definitive surplus plan announcement. Following up on United's initial announcement on May 12, 2014, United Management today announced more definitive information on their intent to subject approximately 600 active flight attendants to surplus. This will have far-reaching effects, as those who fall within that seniority range who are inactive will also be subject to surplus. Additionally, those who are not actually subject to surplus in the affected domiciles will also feel the impact of people transferring out of their domicile. Effective for the October 2014 schedule month, the 200 most junior active flight attendants each in Denver, Los Angeles, and Chicago domiciles are subject to surplus. Upon the initial announcement by management, we met to discuss options and alternatives, encouraging management to reconsider their decision as there are life-changing consequences associated with a surplus action. However, management remained committed to the outcome as a good business decision. We have and will continue to advocate for measures including the elimination or curtailment of the total number of people affected and other alternatives for our flight attendant community. Our recommendations have included the retention of bid and awarded vacations, additional domicile choices, an unlimited preferential right of return, and transfer and expense moving provisions identical to that of when the Houston domicile was recently established. Management has adopted some of our recommendations, while others are still under consideration. We have worked exhaustively to ensure that management meets all of their obligations under the terms of our contract and for them to recognize the impact this decision will have on our flight attendant community and United Airlines. Management has indicated the following domicile vacancies, but please keep in mind numbers may fluctuate based on transfer activity and awards prior to the surplus bid: 150 in Houston, 420 to JFK, and 240 to San Francisco. We have provided additional information on our website and in the AFA Surplus Q&A, as well as United's subsidiary United Flight Attendant Surplus Base / Base Reduction / Surplus Question and Answers Packet. Please take the time to review this information carefully and consider your options. Today, our Joint Negotiating Committee, the JNC, provided an update through our United newsletter. To read the update, please visit www.ourunited.org. All JNC updates can be found on the JNC website at www.ourunited.org. If you are not signed up to receive the Our United newsletter, please do so also on www.ourunited.org. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.